Warning, the following program may contain profanity, racial slurs, ethnic slurs, religious slurs, sexuality slurs, memes you don't get, memes we don't get, slang, nudity, innuendo, puns, song and dance numbers, nerdosity, thrills, chills, and spills?
I need a gangsta bitch. I want a gangsta bitch. Yo. I want a gangsta boogie with my.
So I guess this is the first episode thing.
Yes.
Which is the initial episode, which has like no format, except for possibly.
Does it have a name?
I don't know. Possibly.
The file name is listed as Double Grilled Cheese.
That works.
The fuck?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it almost aligns with one
word. You're so goddamn confused on this. You're the one that made it.
I don't know what I do.
The name there.
Shit. Okay, wait. I guess we should introduce ourselves.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm Mitch.
Fucking the world doesn't need to know who we are.
That guy's a racist.
And I'm Captain Awesome.
AKA Josh.
AKA Josh.
My name's really Webb.
Webb is the racist, and Mitch is the confused sound guy.
Yes.
Now that that's out of the way,
yes.
We may have a special treat for you guys today. Call in from Detroit, Kevin. The blackest Detroit Asian you know.
The blackest Asian we know.
That's true.
No, not the blackest Asian we know. The blackest Asian they know.
Yeah, because we know Taren.
We do know Taren. The guy whose name shares a name of StarCraft 2,
yes.
Taren. But he cannot actually play StarCraft.
No, because he has all kinds of just genetic defects.
That's right. He's Mr. Glass, isn't he?
Pretty much.
Awesome.
And you guys have sodas and I do not. But I'm okay.
This isn't soda.
You should get some soda. I offer
water.
You soda.
Vodka. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad we're starting this podcast off.
It's been a long fucking day.
Oh, whatever. I had to be at work at fucking 5. You don't know shit.
Hey, I had to wake up at 9. And then I had to do something around 12, which was like nothing.
Yeah.
I had to work a 9-hour shift with just me and one other person in the store.
Maybe this is the bitching episode.
Could be.
Okay.
I had to wake up at like noon.
Hey, at least I get 40 hours next week. I'm happy.
That's good. Wait, how can they make you 40 hours if you're not full time?
You can still work long hours.
It's not part time or full time. It's I'm not on salary.
Yeah, that pretty much that.
Salary sucks sometimes.
Which means that they can't make me work more than 40 hours a week.
That's true. I just thought the way Starbucks worked is that you had to actually like be. You could only go up to 30 hours if you're part time.
No.
Okay, so you can be at 40 hours and still be considered part time.
My manager gets in trouble if I have more than 40 hours a week.
Yes.
I only get benefits, like health insurance and shit, if I have an average of 20 hours a week or more.
20?
Oh, okay.
And I have to have at least 12 hours a week or I get.
What the hell?
I can't work there.
This phone.
What, why are you messing with my phone?
I'm gonna just call Kevin. Because it seems easier than him calling us.
Alright.
Kevin Wang.
Wang?
You don't know, you weren't there.
I put the name in the phone.
Okay, so if I put this on speakerphone, will it still play through there?
It should. I don't see any reason why not.
Well, we'll find out in a second, I guess. This is the part where it may sound really bad, guys. Hey, Kevin! You're on the air!
Live to hard drive, man.
Awesome.
The world wants you. They're hard in anticipation for your Asian body.
See, now people are going to think he doesn't exist.
No, because he answered the phone. All right, Kevin, good job. We'll talk to you later,
you're
buddy.
A shitty human being.
That was terrible. We should have just waited.
We'll flog him later.
I don't know. I think he's driving through the mountains right now. You know.
Fuck, where did he go?
Asheville.
Detroit. Why is he driving through the mountains?
There's no mountains.
Apparently there's this place called Old Fort that has some sort of like mountain thing, like windy roads. He may be going through there right now.
I think he's a goddamn liar.
I mean, that too. Supposedly he's going to be back for like burgers, but I don't know.
I don't think he'll make it in time. I mean, it's currently 6 p.m. The time when we said we were going to go get burgers.
No, we said 7 p.m.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh,
we said we were going to be here and start at 6 p.m.
Okay, oh, okay. I said 7
p.m. So we're ahead of schedule, then. That's good.
Yes. I said 7 p.m. And then didn't tell anyone.
I may not have been paying attention to.
Huh?
I may not have been paying attention.
No, he just didn't tell anyone.
That's probably true. That's more likely out of these scenarios.
Possibly more likely.
Yes. So, What has been in the news lately that you care about?
News that I care about?
Yes.
There was Green Lantern.
There was snow.
I don't think there's anything in the news about the Green Lantern lately.
Well, no.
So yeah, the recent headline yesterday, the Green Lantern. Let's talk about that.
Yesterday when I ran into the Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern. It exists.
There was a Green Lantern somewhere.
No. But not really. Because otherwise I'd have superpowers, and then I'd have fun.
That's true.
Like, he'd be mice.
He'd be mice. Was that your first or second third level of superpowers that you want?
Probably third. Hmm. Behind immortality and teleportation.
So you'd rather have teleportation rather than immortality?
No. Behind.
Oh, okay.
That was in order.
So from number one, be immortality?
Yes. Not being able to die, teleporting, heat beam eyes.
What'll be the fourth?
Tits.
No, I don't want tits.
Heat beam tits.
You don't want tits? Bag. That's all he wants is dick.
And there's the sexuality slurs that we were worried about.
That's why we brought Web here.
That's why we have Web.
Speaking of fags, since we're talking about the news, they just repealed the whole don't ask, don't tell thing.
What the? Oh, wait, was that
That means they now can have gay people in the military, which is awesome.
Yeah. Excellent.
Because I don't give a fuck who wants
now
to
fight. Now we have fighting fags.
Officially.
How about gallant gays?
I like that.
That way it sounds a little bit less derogatory.
No. Killer queers.
Well, that's not technically yes. alliteration. I mean, it is in terms of sounds, but not spelling.
I thought we were going for sounds.
Unless you can spell queers with a K.
All you care about is sound.
You can spell queers with a K.
Yeah, but K-W-E-E-R-S sounds really awesome.
No, you don't do letters.
But then they can have
German.
Ku Klux queers. And then
whoa.
It's
you could
civil. I don't think anyone would want that.
Yeah, but for alliteration, I wouldn't say, like, champion coons. Because, yeah, they both start with C, but there's
but
no
they don't
sounds.
Start with C-H, the same sound.
C-H is not a... So then we're going with sounds.
So champion coons?
Dude, I'm a math major, not a fucking English.
They use letters in math.
Major. Yeah, but we don't care how they sound. We just care that it's a letter.
You do it with acronyms.
No one cares about math acronyms. Mathronyms.
I do.
Why?
Something to care about. You need some TLC now.
No.
TLC.
That's not a math acronym, just so you know.
That's true.
That's damn
just
it.
An acronym. That's just a normal person acronym.
Tender, loving, counting.
Well,
or channel.
Band, because one of them's dead.
Was it a band?
TLC?
Yeah.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
No idea.
I know you're going to have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. Really? You've never fucking heard that song?
I may have heard it and just forgot.
You weren't alive in the 90s.
I was alive in the 90s.
Apparently not.
I was alive for the entire 90s.
Everyone fucking knew that song in the 90s.
Except me.
Did you ever see All That?
Yes.
They did the theme song about how this is all that. This is all that at.
Oh, those guys. Well,
yes.
That champ, that song.
Yes, that was TLC.
That I don't remember.
Did you never watch that show?
No, I watched the show. I just don't remember the theme song.
That's where Keenan and Kel came from.
I know where it came from. I just don't...
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
It's been like 10 years.
That's not the point. You should remember Waterfalls.
I don't remember Waterfalls.
It was a song where at one verse it was about AIDS.
What? AIDS.
And one verse was about being a hardcore gangsta.
With AIDS?
No, not with AIDS. With drug selling and getting shot.
With
and
AIDS.
And I don't remember what the third verse was for, if there was a third verse. But I know there were two, and one was about a gangster, kind
with
of,
with
and
AIDS.
One was about a dude with AIDS. Because one of the verses was, or one of the lines was, she gives him loving that his body can handle, but all he can say is, baby, it's good to me. And I was like, that's, like, as a kid, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Right.
But, like, later when I found out, you know, oh, that's about AIDS, and, like, saw the video and understood, oh, that's about AIDS.
So the hardcore gangster with AIDS.
God. No! The gangster probably didn't have AIDS, but even if he did, he got shot too quickly to care about AIDS.
Okay, well, that works.
Getting shot negates AIDS.
I would think so. I think getting shot gets
so
negates
AIDS. So guns
are
better than AIDS?
No, guns are worse for you than AIDS.
They're more powerful.
Dude, that's totally what, like, some, like, politicians should go with as their slogan. Guns. They're worse than AIDS.
So, we need to promote AIDS in Africa, but repeal all gun laws.
In Africa?
Yes.
Well, no, Africa is in America.
Oh, right. America and not America.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Or the suburbs of Detroit, like Quebec.
That's right. Didn't we determine that Canada is a suburb of Detroit?
No, no, just most of it.
Apparently,
yes,
part of it's in Ontario, I believe it is.
Ontario. Right.
Boxing Day, mm-hmm. which, for those of you listeners who don't know, is the day after Christmas, is a paid holiday.
Really? Okay. So they're getting
in
paid.
In Ontario, today...
So they're getting paid to take Sunday off.
Well...
Those hard-working bastards. Yes.
But if it's in the middle of the week, they get the day off of Christmas
and
off of work for free.
Nice.
Okay.
I was pretty jealous. I didn't get time and a half today because I'm in America.
Well, actually, I mean, there's other provinces in Canada.
So, I know. I don't live in Ontario, so I didn't get time.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if you, like, lived in one of the non-Ontario ones, you may not have gotten time and a half. Or Mexico.
But then you'd be in Canada.
You would be in Canada. And
I would be in Canada.
No offense to our Canadian listeners, but you'd be in Canada.
And you would be kind of like Drew. And then that's...
For our listeners, Drew's Canadian.
Drew is Canadian. Like, really.
Really Canadian.
Like, straight off the boat Canadian.
I've never heard him call anybody a hoser, though.
I have, actually.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard that.
I think he was saying it as a joke, but he still did call someone a fucking hoser, and that was something that happened.
I never got to hear that. I'm so sad now. Isn't he like...
It's because you don't come to Friday Night Magic with us.
It's because Drew's there calling people hosers.
He actually hasn't been there in a while because he has work.
Yeah, he doesn't have his cushy,
I work
at a golf course job anymore.
Oh, what happened, dude?
He got...
They're like, we're not going to need your help for the winter.
Oh, don't lie.
Which is basically a polite way of saying, you're fired.
Get the fuck out.
Oh, don't lie. He was too busy playing with his balls.
Possibly, while he was at work.
Yeah.
golf course joke.
Bam.
I don't have...
Actually, no, he's
drums.
Probably just sitting in a computer stroking his dick.
Possibly that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just to clarify.
How many shots did you put in that thing?
I can't smell it from here, so it can't be that
bad. It's not that strong, honestly.
Why do you need to fix that? Get stronger.
No, not if we're
stronger,
gonna go to
harder, faster, longer.
Harder.
Penis cup?
Longer.
What?
Penis cup. That's what he wants. Penis cup.
TM.
Yeah.
We're patenting that.
The next product.
The penis cup?
No, the next product.
It's like Kevin one time he came over. He's all like, you got a cup? You put it on your dick.
Dude, that guy.
It's not that he, like, becomes black randomly. It's just the speed at which he turns from, like, white to black.
You mean Asian to black.
No, he's
generally Asian, because we're sitting there playing Rock Band 3, and he's like, oh, just sitting there kind of quietly. You know, I play keyboard. I'm really good at piano because I play this.
Do you guys even have fucking Rock Band 3?
No, he does. And he sits there and plays, and he's like, oh, I like this song because it's kind of techno-y and it's about Asia. I like it. Let's sit here and play.
Turning Japanese?
No, it's that one with, like...
Roundabout.
No.
I haven't played Rock Band 3, so I can't...
Dinosaur or something.
Oh! Master Exploder.
No, not Master Exploder.
That's about turning Japanese, right?
Whatever versus the pink robot.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That one. Wait.
He's like,
yeah, okay.
I like it because it's Asian, and I like the sound of this kind of music because I can play piano. And he's sitting there playing it. All of a sudden, he gets up, and he's just straight-up black gangsta. He's like, man, bitch, I'm going to put this on my dick!
I missed that moment.
You need to be here more when Kevin is here, because it's amazing how black he becomes.
It's pretty hilarious.
I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up today with grills.
I would. I think I would actually be surprised... If he, like, bust in the door, all, what up, bitches, look at my grill.
And just grab the pimp goblet from off the mantle and be like, yo!
Yes, that would be strange. That would not be a usual Kevin act.
Or would it?
Well, no, because usually he's just on his iPod Touch
playing video games.
Some form of game.
Well, we're out. We're out with Buffalo.
Yes,
sometimes he's on his DS or PSP.
Yeah, I've never seen him use his PSP.
I have.
I've seen him use his DS.
Like, a while ago, he's used his PSP.
He's playing Pokemon.
What
on
is PSP?
No, on his...
No, you
can't. There's emulators.
I don't give a shit about emulators. I mean, I give a shit about emulators.
He's playing some fighting game on it.
Because, yeah, emulators.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's playing Soul Calibur.
That's right, yeah, Soul Calibur.
I can never get into Soul Calibur.
We really need to edit out the boring bits.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, someone might care. We could have, like,
so
the unedited
edit
version.
Out all references to Soul Calibur.
No. Soul Calibur's fun.
Hey, oh, shit, hold on.
What? Put them on air. No, don't leave us.
Why?
Why are they not on air?
I don't know, because I totally love answering the phone.
Why is... For those who can't see, Webb's in the other room right now.
Webb got a phone call from a mysterious stranger.
All right, I'll see you, man.
And apparently he will see his man.
Yep. We think it's a...
Yeah, that's my boss.
Booty call?
Huh?
Booty
Ghostbusters?
Call? Ghostbusters?
Who's booty call? What the fuck did your boss want?
He just wanted to make sure I got home okay, because the roads are dark and icy.
And to go see a man.
He doesn't want to be legally responsible for my death.
He isn't?
Morally responsible?
There you go.
Why didn't you put him on air?
Yeah. Like, that totally would have been a really good on-air call. Especially when we didn't tell him,
that's the
even
whole
though
point.
Legally,
we have live
I guess
call-ins.
We kind of have to.
Whoever calls us during this time gets on the air live.
Okay, that's fair.
Yes.
So if you happen to know when we're recording, be sure to call in and bug us.
Pretty fucking yeah. That's, We may give out our phone number at some point in the future.
I'm not.
Our phone number.
Your phone
because
number.
Because the three of us collectively have one phone number.
We should.
Yes.
Dude, actually, we could get a separate phone line. Or we can just set up Skype.
Or we could set up Skype, which I don't know how to do that.
I can do that.
Even though I sell phones to people that could possibly use that.
That's true.
That's true.
But no, we could definitely set up a Skype line at some point. Just not today.
No, not today.
Also,
why did you have to be at work at 5 today?
We open at fucking 7.
So why do you have to be there 2 hours early?
Because,
you want sales?
Because it's Sunday. We have to set prices.
Oh.
Everything must go.
That's right. Usually, back when I worked at Michael's, we did that like the
prices,
night before.
Prices.
We set.
40% off sale.
Well, to be fair, I think Best Buy would be a lot more busy at night than Michael's would be. So they wouldn't have had the time to do that.
I know there was one night where there was like one lady there until an hour after we closed.
Well, that we just need to have the prices before people come in.
That's true.
So that way, it's not like fucking Walmart where prices are dropping while you're in the fucking store.
Walk past a can of beans, it's a buck. Walk past a can, 80 cents. Motherfucker!
I dropped that shit while I walked in the room!
Oh, Black Dynamite.
I still haven't seen that movie. I really need to.
Oh, goddamn, you need to.
It's full of so many ethnic slurs. Oh, I mean,
it's hilarious.
And it's good too.
And it's good too.
Oh, man.
My mama told me my daddy's name was Black Dynamite. My mama said that too.
Shut up.
There was a lot of kids had that. A lot of cats had that name.
I know I do.
Your name's Black Dynamite.
Dynamite.
No, not really. That's not one of my aliases.
You should be White Dynamite.
White Dynamite, yes.
That'd be like a Ku Klux
Lord
member.
Sovereign, I am Dynamite.
The hell you are. No way you're a Supermite company.
White Dynamite is totally the Supreme Sovereign, Lord Sovereign of
Sovereign.
I am Dynamite. Which just means PR. That's
yeah.
Really all that means.
But fancy titles.
But fancy titles.
Yes.
For those you're an investor, Iron Dynamite Productions.
TM. Yes. TM.
Not totally actually trademarked yet, so
no.
Fuck you if you do it before we do.
I'll find you.
I'll work your dick off.
Ooh, also running challenge. Techno remix this podcast.
That'd be awesome. Dude, what if like every week we got a techno remix of last week's podcast?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that if someone does that fucking yeah.
Yes.
I mean, just like, imagine like...
Or...
Fucking yeah. Fucking yeah.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Stole my bike.
I would totally like a country western techno pirate techno remix. That's two technos.
Double techno?
It's like techno overlaid with pirate, overlaid with drum and bass.
I don't think I've ever heard pirate music, aside from like... Dan and the Scurvy, or Captain Dan and the Scurvy Crew.
Hailstorm?
No, I've never...
Hailstorm is a great pirate metal band.
Everything
is horrendously pirate-themed. I love it. Plus, the music is actually legitimately good.
Well, yeah, Captain Dan and the Scurvy Crew, they're a rap group.
Yeah,
pirate rap.
Yeah, isn't it like Scurvy Hop or something?
I don't know.
Scurv Hop?
I like that.
They have a song about...
Their song's pretty good.
About getting the booty. And they've released, like, apparently more than two albums. I think they have three full albums out.
I thought they only had one.
No, they have at least two.
Shit.
Because that Pandora shows me the different covers.
Dude, have you heard of that?
There's different covers.
Have you ever heard of Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer?
No.
It's amazing. It's about a guy.
British guy?
It's
a British guy.
He might be British.
He sounds British.
He's probably British. I'll overlay like...
British
a
by way of India.
In the Commonwealth.
I'll put in some sort of...
British by way of India.
I'll insert some sort of like sample of it now, but there we go.
Break for sample. One, two,
Go.
Okay.
But yeah, one song he did, though, was called the Chap Hop History. That's a genre, Chap Hop.
Chap Hop, yes. Only one person is in that genre.
It's sort of like the, yeah, it's him.
Not until I put out a goddamn song.
You can't do a British accent.
Or I can. It'll be shitty, but I can.
Or sound like
do it right now. Put you on the spot. Now.
See, now I can't do one other than Sean Connery right now because you're
hello, governor. How are you today? I'm totally from Britain. And that's exactly what Webb's rendition of probably some British like person would sound like.
If it was done by Josh.
No, that's exactly... I can do Webb's voice exactly.
Can you?
In terms right of his British accent.
Do it. Oh.
Yeah, now do Webb's voice. Oh, in terms...
In terms of his British accent.
Your quantifiers.
Yes. Quantification.
Oh, well. So I finally picked up Borderlands after, like, 2 years.
The fuck? Really?
Yes. They're actually... Steam's running a sale right now.
Yeah, where you can get, like, all the expansions.
For $25.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because the Game of the Year edition comes with everything.
Yes. Oh, $25. Nice. I'm, like, jumping on this.
Because they're probably going to make Borderlands 2 in, like, the next 2 years. Dual-wielding motherfucker.
Seriously? They're going to put in dual-wielding?
They better. I mean, they didn't have it in this one. And
really?
Like, every other shooty game has it after the first game.
That's true.
Because usually the first game doesn't have it.
Except Doom.
Doom had dual-wielding?
No, they didn't have dual-wielding.
That's what I'm saying, is most games have it after the first game.
Doom 3 didn't.
After the... Doom 2...
Doom 2 didn't have it either.
Okay, well, that was back in the old times.
Back when they didn't realize that people had two hands.
Yeah. Back when, like...
They had just a cursory knowledge of anatomy at that point.
Back when... We discovered the second hand until 1996.
Well, exactly. Well, no, because Quake 2 didn't have dual wielding.
No. Scientists that they took these...
It just is against dual wielding.
Oh, wait, no, did they?
Did it?
I don't know. No, because you couldn't get two nail guns.
Pretty awesome. I know. Well, in Doom, you could like punch people once. You're wielding fists.
No,
you can't wield a fist.
No, you can't.
The hell, I can.
I mean, you can wield a fist, but you have to take someone else's fist.
If I chopped Webb's hand off and wrapped it around my fist, that's wielding a fist.
No, that's wearing a fist. Wielding a fist, you're holding it in your hand, not wearing it over your hand. Like you wouldn't wield a gauntlet against somebody. You would fucking punch someone with a gauntlet.
You would run the gauntlet.
Run the gauntlet.
Run that bitch.
Run it into the ground.
Well, no, I was running it like a game.
Into the bound.
The no. Bound.
Run it like a Polaroid picture.
No! You don't fucking run things like a Polaroid picture.
Damn right you do.
I do.
You take them like a Polaroid picture.
And then shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yes.
And then jerk off to the Polaroid picture.
Also that? That is also
no acceptable. Matter what it is.
Well, no, I mean, there's certain things you don't want to jack off to in a Polaroid picture.
Like a fridge.
Yes. Like, that would not be sexy.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen a fridge at Best Buy?
I have. They're not sexy. Most of the people that work around
the one that is actually a sexy woman?
No, we don't have that one.
What, do you work at Best Buy or something?
No, I don't. I am totally not a person who works for Best Buy.
Excellent.
Wait, no, I am. And I could totally get fired for this.
We'll edit that out.
No. We'll leave that in, because I haven't said anything really against Best Buy.
That's true. We do like Best Buy, though.
Can they fire you for saying bad things about them?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, remember that whole, like...
That's why we're not saying anything bad about them.
The iPhone 4 video, where it was like, I want the iPhone 4, but it has the one with the most GBs, and that dude got fired.
Seriously?
Yes. Possibly also then rehired due to, like, media backlashiness, but... But the main reason he got fired was because he left bad comments in the video. Not that he made a video about how customers acted at Best Buy, but he made a video and then left comments that were derogatory and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Which I guess, like, since I'm not saying officially, like, I'm here on behalf of Best Buy, because totally not.
Right. We don't represent Best Buy. We just like Best Buy.
Maybe I can't get fired for this.
Well, you're not representing Best Buy in any way.
Well, I mean, I said that I work there, which is true currently. So I guess maybe, like, in some fashion they could fire me?
Problem is, first I'd have to find this video, this
podcast,
audio video.
What? Audio?
No, okay,
it's
so,
audio.
Like, so Best Buy has, like, their own, like, we have our internal system of keeping track of things and looking up stuff.
Right.
One of those things is, it's called our employee toolkit, which is just an employee, like, database-y toolkit kind of thing.
Right.
But one of the things they do is they have employee news, so it's like, hey... here's these things that are about your job. Not like real news. Like, yeah. Oh no, the Titanic sank. But
shit.
Like, oh crap, the white Evos got lost in the Bermuda Triangle. Not really happening, like, you know, yes, no white Evos for a while. But the fucking point is that, like,
you have a blog.
Kind of.
A best blog.
Kind of.
Blog by.
But the thing is
blog by.
It's
like a drive by with a blog.
When you think about the people that work for a Best Buy.
Yeah.
Like, or at least in the computery departments and stuff like that, you're thinking, oh my god, fucking nerd guys, right?
Oh, totally.
And that's true, and you can tell if you read the... Because it's basically a forum. It's like, here's a topic, here's an article, and then a forum discussion below it, and
it just goes on for days.
Almost without fail, it's first. As the first post.
Oh, man.
And what's sad is, you really can only access this from work. Therefore, people are being internet nerds...
At work.
At work.
That's awesome. That's
and also trolling people at work. And, like, people,
oh
like,
my
it,
God.
It's just like a real internet forum where it's like, you know, okay, here's the troll, here's the tard, here's the person actually discussing the legitimate topic at hand. Here's the person making fun of that person, and then here's the person saying, dude, don't make fun of the person.
And then trolls for the next five
and
pages.
And then trolls for the next five pages, pretty much. Or, like, people saying, good job, Best Buy, or fail, Best Buy, or things like that. Which I guess is the tards, but...
Right.
Oh, shit. Mental handicap slurs. I forgot about that one.
Falls under religious, right?
Physical handicap slurs.
Handicap slurs, I guess. We need to totally add that to the next episode.
I kind of like having both mental handicap slurs and physical handicap slurs.
No, I'm just going to put it all under one thing, because, I mean, it's all handicap.
Sexual handicap slur.
No, there's not a... Actually, no, I guess being a eunuch is a sexual handicap.
See, there we go. See, now we offend eunuchs. Know what we can do, though? We can offend the Amish all we want, and they will never hear any of this.
Actually, Rumspringer, they might.
Damn it!
They'd be like,
anyway, fuck the Amish.
I need
yeah.
just to be safe.
The general Amish population.
Apparently they make pretty damn legitimate, like, products to sell to people.
Oh, yeah. I heard Amish jelly is bitchin'.
I've never had any Amish product. But
neither
my dad
have I.
Got some Amish
I'm
grain.
Sure it's amazing.
My dad got some Amish grain for Christmas.
Grain?
I don't know what the fuck he's gonna use grain for, but he's got it.
Amish grain.
Yeah. Like, it was like a big bag of fucking, like, oh, grains or something.
I thought Hoochie Mama was playing on stereo.
That's awesome.
Like, as you're talking about grain, it's like Hoochie Mama. I'm like, yes.
No, Amish grain.
Amish Hoochie Mama.
Amish Hoochie Mamas.
Amish Hoochie Mama.
No. For those listeners who aren't aware, my mom is dead.
That's
ha ha ha. They make jokes.
That's why we joke about it.
That's why we joke about it.
Although, to be honest, you're the first person to actually bring that up.
Well, yeah, I'm putting it out there so that, like, in the future, when we tell your mama jokes, and then I'm, like, the your
the
mama E, that is why things sometimes either get awkward or then just laughter ensues. Because you can't see the significant glances through the webby, the video.
Audio video.
Webio.
The
what I was starting to say, but I was like, shit, it's not actually a video.
The pod webio.
A wadio?
The wadio.
The web audio? Wadio? Not your audio.
Why don't you just say audio?
Because it's not I mean, it is just audio.
Yeah, it is just audio.
Fuck
making,
you!
And making words
it's internet. It's,
so?
It's in audio.
It's idio. It's an ideogram.
If you have something that's designed to play over the radio, you don't call it radaudio.
It's because radio has audio.
Call it audio.
Speaking of radaudio, let's call another one of our friends who is currently out of state.
Who? We have friends.
We have...
Well, I do, but fuck you guys.
You have friends?
Who the fuck are you talking
about? That's
us. Oh, this guy.
Yeah, this guy. This is probably another co-host.
Do I know him?
Yeah, it's Matt.
Oh, hey, cool.
He's out of state right now.
He's in Alabama.
Hey, Matt. What's up, man? You're live on air.
I'm still driving.
Are you in Alabama? I mean, shit, Mississippi?
No, I am in South Carolina.
Are you in
South Carolina?
Are you in Detroit?
Detroit. You're saying
Detroit?
I am not in Detroit.
Okay, well, you've missed a few things since you've been out of town. One, we're starting a podcast now.
Oh, right, yeah.
You're on the first episode right now.
Two, you're on the first episode right now, so say whatever you want to say. That's awesome.
That's
already
fine.
Even been more informative than Kevin.
We called up Kevin and he didn't say anything. That's why we're going to bring him on next episode and chastise him for that.
Because he was driving through the mountains on the way from...
He may have just lost signal, and it just kept the phone call.
Or he may have just been Kevin.
Or he may have just been Kevin.
So, yeah.
Fuck, man, you know what to say!
So, say something, Matt. Something relevant. Give us a topic of discussion.
No.
It probably will, but we don't know it yet.
Right now, we're thinking double grilled cheese.
I don't know.
Bacon, double bacon.
Bacon, double bacon. BDB.
Grin. Upper.
Oh, that's what you're suggesting as a topic for discussion.
Oh, the title.
I'm asking, but it works.
Now, what do you think the title should be?
I have no idea. Are you just going to be talking about random shit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
I got nothing.
Okay.
No worries.
That's a good name.
So how was the snow in South Carolina?
I got nothing.
Is the snow in South Carolina awesome? How bad is it down there?
There's not a whole lot of snow here now.
Really?
Okay. I'm kind of jealous.
It's pretty much the entire drive, but it's quit now, and apparently Raleigh has all of the snow.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
But not on the roads. Like, it's okay to drive on, because we're going to go and get... Oh, yeah, you're probably going to miss us going to get the grilled cheese sandwich burgers.
Yes.
There's listeners who don't know, there are burgers with grilled cheese sandwiches instead of buns.
I'm going to get bacon on mine.
Yeah.
Me too.
And possibly extra bacon, extra cheese.
Put bacon in the grilled cheese sandwiches.
Do what?
Put bacon in the grilled cheese sandwiches.
Ooh.
I didn't even think about that.
I have to do that.
I don't know.
I want to make
I'm going to go traditional and get it on the burger.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to do that. But, Webb, you should do that.
I might.
Yes.
But, so, Matt, are you going to come out with us tomorrow night?
I will probably go tomorrow night.
Okay, good.
Good. Excellent. Because we haven't seen you in like a week or two or three.
Well, I did, but like it was when he was leaving.
Oh.
We didn't get to hang.
I came into the store Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, he was just in there. He wasn't actually doing stuff, by the way.
Also, for those who don't know, the store we're referring to is the Game Connection.
In Nightdale,
shameless plug.
North Carolina.
Nightdale, North Carolina. Go there. They have amazing deals on everything. The store owner rocks. Awesomeness.
But they don't sell games with electronic bits.
Yes.
Like video games.
Fully unplugged.
So get your shit at the Game Connection,
motherfuckers.
Yeah. That's totally the actual theme song, if Ron had a theme song.
Yes.
Most stores don't have theme songs.
That is the theme song.
Yes. It should have theme songs.
Oh, also, two nights ago, Christmas Eve night, the night of Christmas Eve.
Eve?
Yeah. We totally had a fun moment where a customer looked in the door right as Taryn, our somewhat black friend, was saying, "Fuck, fuck, 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 fuck!" And then they promptly, like, poked their head out the door and then left.
Awesome.
Yes.
It pretty much was. We were making fun of it the rest of the night because that's how we roll.
It is. We mock people.
I actually love watching the people who come in there looking for video games and just stand there confused for a second and then leave.
What I love even better is people who get halfway through the store and then realize that there's no video games there. Because why would they hide something like that?
But all the tables in the back must be for video games.
All the empty ones?
All the tables where dudes are playing card games must obviously be... Well, okay, maybe. Maybe they think we're playing spades.
30 people.
They just walk past three shelves full of board games. What video game stores have that?
They could think we're playing spades, which is a card game.
Right.
But that, like, ghetto-ass people care about.
True.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's what you play in prison, apparently.
It is?
Yeah, why?
I don't fucking know. Have I ever been to fucking prison?
No.
No.
Have you played spades?
Go murder somebody so we can go there and then report back.
Because.
Report live from prison.
No. I've done reporting live from bathrooms, I've done reporting live from parking lots and classrooms, but never fucking prison.
Alright, that's next episode.
All right.
No, it's not
going to be. We're going to prison.
Fuck that.
It's going to be a musical episode.
Quick, kill Webb so we can go to prison.
No!
Hey, Matt, I don't know if you're still with us, but we're probably going to hang up on you.
Alright, you do that.
Okay. Alright.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, live caller number two.
See you tomorrow.
I hung up.
For those listeners who are unaware, tomorrow is Monday.
Currently.
So. What's the next topic of discussion?
I'm
going to go to Hooters.
Right now?
Possibly not tomorrow, but maybe tomorrow.
Why maybe tomorrow?
Because I have the day off tomorrow, and I've been really fucking wanting some Hooters wings.
You know, I've never been to Hooters.
I have the day off tomorrow, but I don't actually. I was supposed to, but I'm going in.
Oh, that's what your boss called about?
No, I told him that today.
Anyways, do you have to work tomorrow?
Yes, I always have to work tomorrow.
Damn it!
What time are you? Why? What time did you want to go to Hooters?
I was thinking like lunch.
I mean, I could probably do lunch, but I'd have to cancel on Roscoe.
Fuck Roscoe.
Yeah.
Well, how long do you have to work tomorrow, I guess, is the question.
From early in the morning to later than usual.
Never mind.
We could go like right before tomorrow night.
Yeah, we could totally just, instead of our usual place, just go to Hooters.
Yeah, fuck Applebee's.
Yeah.
Though I also got a gift card to Applebee's. So that was...
Damn it.
Oh, nice.
When does it expire?
Never. They're gift cards.
Exactly.
They're gift cards made after that weird law that says gift cards can't expire anymore.
Exactly. Oh, they made a law about that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, it was the same thing as, like, the loan laws and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, gift cards fall under loans?
Well, I mean, the same, like, whatever that law was, like, that whole big financial debacle thing, as far as I know, was, like, that was another one of the things that happened, was gift cards also no longer expire.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Random knowledge bomb.
Woo!
So what if you had a gift card with money on it that expired before the law? Does it, like...
Yes, it would still probably then expire, because it was, like, grandfathered in under being a douche.
So it's only things after you buy the law?
Yes.
Wow, this is really... this is really entertaining.
So when, like, randomly reinstate money onto it...
This is more entertaining than NPR.
Is
people
it?
Listen to that shit.
And people do listen to that shit.
A lot.
That is true.
To be fair, NPR generally does talk about legitimate news.
So did sometimes. We. I just talked about legitimate news from, like, 3 years ago.
Okay, that's cool.
That none of us knew about.
Oh, yeah, shit. Dude, pull up Oh, never mind, you don't have...
No, we can.
Oh, okay, cool. Internet on the computer, and so we can talk about the random, like, whatever the Wikipedia article is for the day.
Oh, right. Wikipedia news bit.
That was one of the things that we were going to do, was make sure that we had, like, okay, here's something where if we don't have anything to talk about...
Not things we're going to do. Things
we
are doing.
Why do you love playing with other people's phones?
And you never let us play with yours.
Aside from the
No, I don't like playing with it. I'm mostly just, like, opening it like that.
Your iPhone is...
Mine doesn't open.
Crap. Because it's an iPhone.
It is kind of... Yeah. Because it's an old version of iPhone.
That does help a little bit.
It's pulling up.
All the cool games are like, hey, this is the coolest game ever for iPhone. Yeah, it's supported all the way from 3GS forward. You have a 3G. You're boned.
Screw
you. You can't play anything. Hey, there's this big iOS update. You know, it has all these cool things like, you know...
But if you do it, your phone will crash.
Well, no, I can update it. It just...
Runs slow as balls.
No, it just doesn't get all the features.
And
it runs slow as balls.
That's... I've seen it happen. I saw it live when I was like...
I'm like...
The new iOS is out. Sweet! Aw, crap. It fucked up everyone's 3G phone.
Wow.
The 3GSs could run it decently, but the 3Gs are just like...
iOS 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucked up 3Gs because it's a 3, not a 4.
So they want people to buy new ones.
Silly Apple.
Tricks are for
obsolescence
kids.
Is for adults.
It was awful lessons.
You and your magic.
For those unaware, there will be random ass magic
references.
References, thank you. That's the word
wow.
I was totally looking for.
That's okay. I will play Stray Man. It's usually 90% of the time I have no idea what these two are talking about.
That's okay. 90% of the time, I don't give a shit.
Or conveniently they sync up.
No, only 80% of the time I don't have
pants
on.
Okay.
Good lord. The hell do you do at work? yeah, pull up Wikipedia.
Oh,
there.
Speaking
it's
of
not,
at
God
work,
I don't know why it's not. I don't know.
Oh, hold on. At work,
right?
So, for those listeners who don't know, I work at Starbucks.
I'm also not listening where I work because I'd rather people not know.
Okay. What is a Lindo man?
What we're talking about?
Let me see.
No, God, you keep telling your story. I'm reading the fucking article.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tell me what happened at work.
Well, this was a little bit ago, a couple weeks ago. Everyone who worked there had to sign a new copy of the dress code policy.
Oh, yeah. That forbids
pants reminded me of this because the dress code policy did define shorts as having to come at least however many inches above the knee. I can't remember the exact number. I think
right.
It was like 3 or something.
3 inches above the knee?
Something like that. I don't
know. Nine a little north?
Basically, I can't wear a khaki thong.
Which sucks.
To work.
Actually, no,
that's probably a very good thing.
It's actually amazing.
They do have to be black or khaki.
Blacky.
The thing that was really interesting, though, when it was listing what kinds of shoes you can wear, I mean, it listed the normal things you'd expect. You can't wear open-toed shoes. You have to wear shoes.
Oh, you found it as well?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because, like, this is a really...
We don't give a fuck about you either.
Your Starbucks
But the weirdest thing, it explicitly said that at Starbucks, Employees are not allowed to wear cowboy boots.
Okay, that's relevant because we're in North Carolina.
Yeah, but why are we... But why would they restrict that?
Why would they explicitly outlaw cowboy boots?
Because when you think of Starbucks, you don't think cowboy.
Well, if you're in Texas...
And they want to preserve that image. That's
the
why.
Counter does come up several feet.
Yeah, but it's not
if,
like...
If you're a customer, you cannot see...
Wait, is it cowboy boots with spurs?
No, it's just a cowboy boot.
I'm fine with that.
Can I wear sneakers with spurs?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm going to start wearing sneakers with spurs.
I'm pretty sure you could. Well, you don't work at Starbucks, so...
That's true.
Damn
okay,
I will. I will say
you
this.
You could probably still come to work with
any fucking ways. Today's featured article is about the Lindau Man, which is apparently a name given to a preserved bog body. Which the fun part is linked to bog body, which I'm going to now. Apparently, it's like a thing. Fucking bodies in bogs are called bog bodies.
Naturally preserved human corpses found in the saffron bogs of northern Europe.
Yeah, which the fun part is. There's a fucking thing about this. Like, there's enough dead people in bogs to be archaeological.
We've heard
like,
about
thing.
You've heard about those woods, right? There's the woods.
Trees and shit, man.
Damn. Fuck you,
trees and shit.
Fuck up. There's a forest in Japan that's known for its high amount of suicides.
The forest.
Okay. The forest of death.
Yeah, it's like some like death forest in Japan where people just go to die.
It's the opposite of the Forest of Resurrection.
Right. This is not the Elephant Graveyard.
No, the Forest
of
Resurrection.
Is where elephants go to die.
Dude, no, come on. Versus.
It was a horrible analogy.
The Forest of Resurrection.
Mitch, by the way.
Well, it's like an Elephant Graveyard.
It's like the
people.
Opposite of an Elephant Graveyard where elephants go to die. The people go here to die. So I guess it's not the opposite.
Well, no, people go
no
there.
Elephants.
Hey. Go to the Forest of Death to kill themselves. Elephants go to an Elephant Graveyard
still
to die.
Still not the opposite.
Look,
it's more of the opposite than not.
Piss poor analogies are more fun than actual analogies.
They kind of are. Little known fact.
Also, yeah. Dope on the mic.
But apparently, the Lindau Man is not the only bog body dude found in the moss.
Yeah, it's like who the fuck? It's how is it the Lindau Man when there's a whole bunch of these fucking bog bodies and bog body parts? That's the other fun part is that there are bog body parts.
Hmm.
Oh, and also
archaeologically significantly different from whole bog bodies.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Is like, how is this archaeologically significant? I mean, maybe if I'm an archaeologist, I give a shit.
Preserve them or something?
Yes, apparently. Like, they showed a picture of, like, some dude's face that you could tell was a face.
Yes.
Very that's much. Weird.
It was like carbonite.
Fourth century. Bogs are like carbonite.
Well, pretty much. I mean, that's what the picture looked like.
Yeah, it
for
does.
For those of you who don't know... Wikipedia that shit.
We can also post this in the show notes.
Wikipedia that shit.
Okay, Josh is being a douche, and you have to Wikipedia.
I'm not the one Deal. Making the website. I don't give a fuck if you put it on there. What the fuck am I going to do about it? Just yell at you to Wikipedia that shit more, apparently.
Probably. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the random Wikipedia information for the day.
Which didn't turn out to be all that informational.
Hey, it did. I didn't know that there was, like, an archaeological subgenre called bog body studies.
That's true.
And now I do, because Europeans is crazy.
And the more you know, the less you find...
A little star shines and makes a rainbow pattern?
Something like that.
Okay.
The more you know, the gayer you turn.
No.
Which brings it full circle to our first comment about gays in the military.
That wasn't the first comment.
First comment.
Well, it depends, I guess, on when you started recording, because you're the only one who sees when you're recording things.
That's right. I have all the power.
Okay.
You say I'm small dick?
Yes.
Son of
small
a bitch.
Small penis equals less power.
No!
Yes.
You've looked at me.
Whatever
penis.
Will Webb do?
Yes. Of course I have. I've looked at everyone's penis. Or vagina.
You've looked at my vagina?
Or your penis.
That's terrible.
It's an or statement. It's okay. It exists.
It does.
Pretty much. Okay.
Well, anyway, let's go ahead and wrap up this episode or have an intermission.
Possibly intermission for super healthy burgers.
Probably intermission.
Alrighty, so
probably
we're going to take an...
So I am dog sitting.
You're dog sitting.
So, like, it may be, like, intermission slash, like not full intermission, just, like, small break. Like, this is where we would have commercials if, like, we had support, hint, hint, from companies who wanted to pay us to do this. I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not.
Hey, you never fucking know.
Of course it's going to be short. We're not going to have, like, a live feed of silence for, like, the hour we go to eat.
Unless someone wanted to pay us to do that. live.
Here's a full recording of our trip to the burger.
No, it's just going to be recording here in the house while we go off and get burgers.
Just listen to the... It should be like a 1 hour radio feed.
People pay for that shit.
Yeah, but you can't hear it.
If we turn it up...
I'll just have the Ding Dong song loop for an hour.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
It's not the Ding Dong song.
At all.
Give a fuck. It was what was in my head.
So, whatever. Anyway.
Bananas were in your head.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to intermission. See you soon. And we're back.
And we're back?
We're back.
Back on track.
You were being recorded.
Back. That's
back right.
In black. I'll get your sack.
No. So we just got back from a place called Mojo's Burger Joint, where we had awesome burger time of burger with buns, but instead of buns, grilled cheese sandwiches.
Which is funny, because apparently it wasn't actually on the menu.
But we ordered that shit anyway, because that's how we fucking roll.
Seriously, it is.
I ordered that shit before I walked in the room.
No, you didn't. I was there.
We ordered
before
it
you
when
walked
we
in
walked
the
in the room by asking our waitress if they had it.
And she said no, but she'll go ahead and get it for us.
And then forgot to fucking charge you the extra amount.
I just got charged for a single grilled cheese sandwich. Fucking A.
What tip did you leave?
I left like $5.
Okay, that's fine.
That's how much I left for my actual bill that was $12, so I left a $5 tip. So
I left $2.50. It's respectable.
Yeah, so she wasn't that great of a waitress.
No, not really.
But she reminded me of a porn star.
I'm happy that reminded you of a porn star.
Yeah.
So.
She did. I'm just saying.
Which porn star?
Scarlett Payne.
Never heard of her. I'm not well versed in porn stars either.
She was a former Suicide Girl.
Oh. Maybe that was Scarlett Payne.
No. It was not.
Could have been.
No.
Maybe she got a sex change.
Nope.
She went from woman to also woman.
Woman to woman. You can talk, Kevin. It's okay.
It is fine. Since you've totally been here the entirety of the show.
Right.
You
should be comfortable with this
goddamn word.
You should be comfortable with saying things by now.
You're back from the intermission.
That's right.
Where you totally didn't get a super awesome burger. You got a regular burger with a regular bun, not grilled cheese sandwich bun.
Why did you do that?
We had chili fries.
Yeah, but we had chili cheese fries.
You didn't even get the cheese.
Yeah,
why
didn't
you get a fucking burger, Kevin? A real burger.
I was okay with that.
Why did you get cheese on your chili cheese fries? Why did you get just chili fries?
Answer for your sins!
Tell us. I'm curious as fuck.
Fucking say something! You Detroit-ass motherfucker! Say something! There, we kind of almost absolutely got him laughing on the track.
Stage, right?
Whatever. So...
Why didn't you hit?
You're laughing quietly too.
Because he sucks his own Thor.
Why are you being silent, Kevin?
Whatever, let's go on without him.
Well, I mean, he's still here.
Right. So?
He might chime in, who the fuck knows?
Alright, whatever.
Let's call him Mystique.
There you go. See, he is real.
For the voice joins.
So, why didn't you get it though?
Because I can't.
Because you can?
Because he can not get it.
No, I'm legitimately curious.
Because he didn't want it.
I didn't feel like it today.
Yeah.
No.
He wasn't that hungry. Honestly, I wasn't that hungry, but, you know, I'm a fucking man, so I did it anyways.
That is true, Mr. Detroit.
I don't care. Ollie Pollution.
Oh, man. Just a quick really plug. Pollution. If you guys have not checked out Nathan Barnett, do so.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, Nathan Barnett. You ever see you ever heard of Keith Apicary, Talking Classics?
No.
Nope.
Ray Ashby. Aw, oh, damn it.
I mean, I've heard of Ray Ashbery, so that's cool.
Okay, yeah.
He wrote books.
Wait.
Ray Bradbury.
Oh, shit, Brad.
No, this
damn,
guy...
Damn,
no,
I don't know who the fuck Ray Ashbery
is. No, this guy has a peg leg and teaches self-defense against murder.
Nope.
Also, he teaches you never to accept a rape.
I know.
I'll link him in the show notes.
Oh,
yeah, at one point, he wrapped his hand in, like... a cloth or something, lit it on fire and did a grand upper to somebody.
Perfect!
A grand upper is a flaming uppercut.
Yeah, no, that's true. I've done that before.
Grand upper! Perfect!
Yeah, no, I've done that.
Oh, you've done this?
Yes.
Have you done this?
Depends.
Kevin?
Did you grow bushy eyebrows at the same time?
No. I mean, you don't necessarily have to.
Yeah, you do.
You just have to light your hand on fire and do enough. I mean, I didn't do it to a person.
You flaming uppercutted somebody?
No, I didn't do it to a person.
Oh, you didn't do
it? I
just
did it to the air.
Oh.
Ray Bradbury did it to a person.
Verbally, Fahrenheit 451.
Fahrenheit 451. It's like a flaming uppercut to your jaw.
It is, but verbally.
A verbal uppercut to your
and
jaw.
And nounally.
And nounally?
Nounally. And possibly adjectively as well.
That's the same thing. Because
everything is a noun. Yes, we know. I was the one who called
it. For those of you who don't know, every word is a noun.
Therefore, everything is a noun.
Every noun is a thing?
No.
Your head.
Well, I mean, yes, because things are nouns, and therefore nouns are also nouns.
So.
Yes, because persons, places, or things are nouns.
Right.
And if everything is a noun, then every noun is also a thing.
So can a punch be a noun?
Yes.
So
the punch itself is a noun.
It is.
The words to describe the punch are nouns.
But a punch...
Okay. The idea of a punch is a noun.
Okay, I got you. I was thinking, like, the actual punch isn't a noun.
Yes, it is.
Or an actual punch is not a thing, but a fist is something.
Yes, it is.
A punch is a thing, too. Can you describe a punch? Yes, because it's a fucking noun.
Also, every word ever is a noun.
If it exists, it is a noun.
It totally makes sense.
Including verbs. Verbs are nouns.
I explained that to someone at one point, and they really did not believe me.
That verbs are nouns?
Yeah, I told them, like, every word ever is a noun, and they're just like, no way. Like, no, that can't be true. I'm like,
no!
Give me any word you want to, and I'll tell you use it in a sentence as a noun. And they kept he spent like 5 minutes trying to think of a word that wasn't a noun, because all the first 10 words he said were fucking nouns.
But then break. Shit, that's a noun. Window, oh damn. Jack in the box, oh shit. Detroit, fuck. Pronounced fuck.
Web, damn it.
Shit, we're not playing Scrabble, it does count.
No.
Is totally a noun.
Is a noun?
It's a word.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it? Yes.
Is?
Yes.
Is?
It is.
Jizz?
Is. hipsters.
Oh my god.
Fuck them, man. Fuck them.
We're
sentiments, exactly.
Didn't you want to name our podcast, like, the Hipster or something or other?
The Hipster Report?
Yeah.
See if hipsters would listen to it, and then tell their friends to listen to it, and then they would tell their friends to listen to it.
And then by episode 3, we ostracize our entire audience.
No.
Episode 3. Fucking episode 1.
Because we ironically mention the fact that hipsters shouldn't listen to this, and then they do because we tell them not to, and they're not conforming to what we don't tell them to do.
That's like meta-irony.
Shit, yes it is.
Sounds like the entire hipster population has oppositional defiance disorder.
No, I mean, they kind of do.
Maybe that's what a hipster is. Somebody with ODD.
Possibly.
Hmm.
I've only got OPP.
OPP?
Yeah. You know me. you see what I did there?
An overly prolific penis?
Well, I mean, yes, that too. I was talking about other people's property.
Down with OPP.
Eat a dick.
Damn it.
Stealing Webb's book.
That's why I steal his shoes all the time.
Yeah.
He's not wearing shoes.
Cunt ass fucker!
Look, you keep putting the shoe near me, I keep taking it.
Just because I kick you in the crotch repeatedly doesn't give you the right to take my shoe.
I think it does at that point, honestly.
I mean, it's kind of like reparations.
Yeah.
He's not
for crotch kicking. So? You can reparate things that aren't black. That's right, reparate. It's a fucking word, look it up.
It's a noun.
It's also a noun. In the nounchuary.
Deal. Deal in the real.
Like deal the PC it. Version of a dictionary.
Exactly.
Dick.
It's not a dick.
Or dictation.
Dictation.
Or dickery.
Or dictator.
Super dicker. Dictator.
Mm-hmm. That's an overlord of potatoes, a dictator.
Yes. Mr. Tater.
Yep.
So anyways, I'm going to list off my favorite dictators real quick.
Okay.
Just top three,
yeah.
Top three dictators.
I wasn't going to go past that.
No, top five. High fidelity earphones.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, top five. I guess
top five favorite dictators.
Number one.
Josh.
I'm not a dictator yet.
Josh. Yes.
I'm not a dictator yet.
It's funny because it has dick in it.
First,
for those who don't know, Josh has a dick.
Thank you, Webb. Josh.
No. Okay, number one.
Boring. So, Josh.
Emperor Bison.
Emperor Bison?
Oh, you're not just talking real dictators.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know that many real dictators.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Yes. Like, you know, as a person, I don't know them. I mean, I know of their existence.
I have three on speed dial.
Shit.
You?
I'm not a dictator yet.
Kevin.
Not a fucking dictator yet.
He's from the South. His name's Dictator.
No. Right. No.
Is that right, Dick?
Tater. I can't think of any other dictators, so.
Okay, so.
We'll end with that.
At the top five, number one is M. Bison.
Yes.
Awesome.
The rest of the list will be forthcoming.
You can't just give that one, though.
What about you, Kevin?
Top one dictator.
Top
Joe.
Five.
Top five.
I don't care how many are in it. Top five.
Oh, I told you. Josh, and Josh.
That's okay, right. Mitch.
Fucking like Dylon up in this piece.
Exactly.
I spit hot fire.
Abraham Lincoln. Jose Cuervo.
That's a good one.
Che Guevara.
Che Guevara was not a dictator.
I
think by
neither was Abraham Lincoln. Why do you pick on
Dude,
that one?
Ask people from the South if he was a dictator.
Gandhi.
Gandhi was a dictator. He ruled by fear. That's true. Fear through pacifism, though.
Fear through pacifism?
I am not going to eat. You will feel, dude, he guilt tripped an entire fucking country. He was like, I'm totally not eating. Stop being dick. Because I'm being a bigger dick by not eating. Free my people.
Did you say stop being a dick or stop eating dick?
Stop being a dick.
Stop eating dick, because I'm not going to do it.
Stop eating spotted dick.
I'm not going to eat.
Because I'm not.
Blimey, let's stop eating the dick.
Only if it's spotted.
And Juan Valdez.
Juan Valdez. Okay, yes. All those except Che Guevara are totally dictators.
Juan Valdez?
Che Guevara.
The coffee guy with the donkey?
Yes. He rules Colombia with an iron donkey.
Do you know Colombia actually has... not
a
iron,
dictator?
No. Well, yes. But... yes. No, they actually have, like, a guy who is... who his job is being Juan Valdez.
Yes. Because his name is Juan Valdez. They always have to get their name legally changed to Juan Valdez.
Yes.
Did anyone else
know that?
I did not know that.
It's a super fact. I mean, that's, like, part of being Colombia. It's, like, almost like being the mayor of Colombia... but a little bit higher.
That's pretty cool.
The mayor of Colombia.
Yes.
The country.
The country.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Look, have you ever met someone from Colombia? Because I have.
Yes.
Okay. I've met two people from Colombia.
Yep. Me and Kevin.
Neither you nor Kevin.
Colombia, Detroit.
Shit. The suburb of Detroit.
The suburb of Columbus, Detroit.
Columbus, Troy.
Dude, that's where RoboCop's from. He was all like, I'm high on heroin, coffee, and being awesome.
And PCP.
And PCP. And getting shot a lot. With bullets.
You never shot other people with bullets.
No, I mean like the beginning of the movie where he gets shot the fuck up. Before they make him into RoboCop.
Oh,
when he was like, not RoboCop, some dude.
Oh yeah, the dude.
And he gets like really fucking shot.
That's right.
Like, not a little shot. I mean, fucking shot.
Yeah, I remember that.
He gets a lot shot.
I feel you, bro.
Yes.
He gets fucking shot.
By the fucking dad from that 70s show.
He gets shot?
By the dad from that 70s. No, the dad from that 70s show is, like, the bad guy. Yeah, go back.
Not his character, but the actor who played
him. Yeah.
Not the actual dad.
Red Foreman did not freeze himself cryogenically, get thawed out in the future, and then shoot RoboCop for being a dumbass.
Should've.
And now I kind of want to edit it together to look like that.
Oh, man. Did you ever see that one video of a...
You're a dumbass, RoboCop.
Don't be a dumbass. Gunshots.
Did you ever see that one video where it's like they spliced Yoda, Neo, and RoboCop together to fight Ed 209?
No.
Well, it was like the
lobby.
It was the lobby scene from The Matrix, except Yoda, Neo, and RoboCop were there. They cleared out the lobby, and then Ed 209 came out. I don't remember if they fought him or not, but
I saw RoboCop versus Terminator. That one was pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't see that one.
And I don't know what the RoboCop thing sounds like once I would do that. But they totally fought. It was pretty badass.
I'm just going to imagine it was the Bionic Commando theme.
There you go. That's close enough. No. You don't need to do the Bionic Commando theme.
I'm pretty sure you fucked that one up, bitch.
Insert coin now. Player one, start.
Round one, fight.
Yeah. Okay, so we need to think about something else to talk about for another 5 minutes.
Why 5 minutes?
I don't know, that sounds like a good number of minutes to talk about something.
Why not 10?
Because...
Why not multiples of 5?
Well, that is a multiple of 5.
Why not multiples of 7?
Well, that was 4 minutes.
7's fucking prime as shit.
So?
Five is less prime.
Your mother is prime as shit.
Be awesome.
No!
It would be awesome if we had a podcast where we all just spoke in prime-numbered sentences.
That would be very odd to do.
Yes.
Nuh-uh. I can speak in prime.
One's not a prime number.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not?
Two is the first prime number.
Fuck.
One two is also is not odd.
Fuck that.
Two is the only non-prime number.
I know that.
Non-prime number.
Everyone who has a cursory understanding of math should know that.
Not really. I mean, you don't really need to know what the fuck prime numbers are to math properly.
If you know what a prime number is, you should know that.
Yes.
What should I know?
But you don't need to know that to know math.
That 2 is the only even prime number.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Because everything other than 2 is a multiple of 2 by definition of it being even.
Now I need to create a number that is not a multiple of 2 but is still even.
You need to invent a
it's
number.
It's not possible on so many levels. You don't invent numbers like that.
I think if you did that, you just spontaneously combust.
No, we'll call it Super 2.
Super 2! Is that like 2 with a Josh head as a subscript or something?
No, superscript. 2 to the Josh power.
2 to the Josh equals a non-prime.
It's still equal to 2, but it is somehow not 2 at the same time, and therefore also prime.
2i?
But being odd.
Is 2i what you're talking about?
No.
That's entirely different.
That's entirely
different.
It's
not even real, bitch.
So would it just be I? Well, this number obviously is not real.
No, it's not real.
I haven't invented it yet.
Yeah, this shit's too complex for me.
I need to write a theory about this one.
What's the opposite of a natural log? I still feel bad about, telling that to Melissa. Because we're just, joking around. I was like, what's the opposite of a natural log? Herp or derp. And she's, spending 15 minutes in, Pittsburgh freezing weather. And, her thumbs were numb by the time she was done trying to answer this question.
It's not as bad as
the unnatural log.
She's like, I hate you. I spent 15 minutes answering this. My fingers are numb.
In my freshman year of college, I had a fun joke in my instant messenger status.
Was it in your hands?
No.
Was
it was. It was a...
That was the joke.
It was an away message that said, if you're bored, click here. But it wasn't actually, a hyperlink. It was just blue text with a blue underline.
Board clicker. Why isn't this working?
So many people got pissed about that one.
That's awesome.
I would just high-five you.
Oh, yeah, no, I had people that would, leave the message of, fuck you. Fuck you so hard for that. I tried for 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Jesus Christ, man.
I think after about half a second, you realized it was false.
No, apparently not. I would also leave links to Magical Trevor and tell people to watch the whole video.
That's cool, man.
For those of you who don't know, Magical Trevor is a Flash video that is a loop. It does not have an end. There is no secret message at the end of it. It just keeps going on and on about how everyone loves Magical Trevor.
I would tell people
that after 15 repeats of the song, there would be a secret message.
And they did not love
Magical Trevor. Watch Magical Trevor and try and keep track of how many times it's looped. It is not an easy thing to do. It is not like ZomboCom.
ZomboCom. Do anything at ZomboCom.
Yeah, everything is possible at ZomboCom.
ZomboCom.
Yeah, it exists.
It does.
On the internet.
Oh, I know.
Not the interwebs. We're not being hip.
Or the intranet.
It's not also the internet. Because the shit goes between countries.
Or the World Wide Web.
Well, no, it's that, too.
You're trying to, just local IP, though.
Shut up. I said it exists between countries. Unlike the intranet. Even if it's an internet between two countries.
Technically.
You could do that. You could just have shit across one border and be like, look at me, we have two hardline PCs. Intranet, cross-country.
Check out my elite IT work. I is the Hacksaws.
I is super internet master. I am the ruler of this entire intranet. All both computers.
All both computers.
The one in Czech and the one in Slovakia.
I would totally do a Mexican hat dance around those two computers.
It'd be a really long... very long.
You're damn right it would. I would do the whole distance.
Or, like, find that one city that, like, straddles a border. Like,
yep.
Baja.
Yes. And then I would drink a Baja Mountain Dew.
Baja, California, Mexico.
There you go. California, Mexico.
Shit exists.
Seriously?
It's dumb as hell.
Really?
Baja, California, Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That city does straddle.
Yes. It straddles both sides of the border.
That's probably what Taco Bell is called. It has that Baja Mountain Dew.
No, they do that because, like, seriously, no one would buy it by itself in 2 liters.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people probably would because
not
enough people. Extreme and awesome.
It's really not.
I don't even fucking drink it by itself. I mix it with regular Mountain Dew. Like, I do half Baja and half regular.
I don't even fancy. Drink it, man.
No, better that way. Sodas are meant to be mixed together.
Yeah.
Hmm? Well, no. Sodas are meant to be mixed together.
Dr. Pepper less so.
No, it's meant to be mixed together. Oh, it's like 23 plus one flavors.
Would you agree with that, Web?
What?
Mixing Dr. Pepper?
With other drinks. With other sodas. Yes, you agree
with it. It depends.
Yes, you agree with it.
Generally.
Say you agree.
Generally.
Say you agree with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that is okay to mix with sodas.
See?
There are combinations that would taste like shit, but yeah.
Not really. I mean, yeah, you mix it with a diet soda. Yeah, fuck diet soda.
Fuck diet, bitch. Fuck diet.
Fuck diet soda while, like, eating one of the most unhealthy burgers on the fucking planet. I wanna... With my... I wanna... I need a...